Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you all, in the name of our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What a beautiful hymn. God will take care of you. Yet we live in a day where people are almost to the point of obsession of needing a specialist in one area or another. We have problems with our health, we see a specialist. We have problems with our heart, we go see a cardiologist. We have problems with our prostate, we go see a urologist. We have financial problems, we go see a financial planner of some sorts. There are all kinds of situations in life in which we seek specialists. And that there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of those things, but as the hymn that we just sang tells us, lest we forget, God will take care of you. Today we're going to talk about the fourth petition of our Lord's, of the prayer that our Lord taught us, which is, give us this day our daily bread. And so we pray this, give us this day our daily bread, but what does that really mean? The challenge that we face in this life is people are beset with worry. They're beset with worry and to the extreme where they have many lords of their life that they turn to in time of need. But our Father who art in heaven is the Lord of our lives, who has promised to take care of us. You see, our entire life is a life of dependence. And this is the Christian life, dear friends, a life of dependence upon the one true God who has promised to supply every single one of our needs. So we pray, give us this day our daily bread, and we pray this because God is the Lord of our life. He is the one who came to serve us. He became a slave, even if, as St. Paul says to, writes to the Philippians, became a slave in order to serve us. Paul writes this, being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So God is the Lord of our life, and he shows us that by becoming a slave to serve us. But he also claims us as his very own. And as his very own, he promises to supply every single one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So he wants us to look to him, not only for our physical needs like bread, but also for every other need that we have in life. There is nothing, no, not one need in our life that he does not want us to turn to. We're to fear, love, and trust God above all things as Christians. That is our calling. That is our Christian vocation, to fear, love, and trust God above all things because he has promised to provide for our physical and spiritual well-being. And because of that, we are 100% dependent upon him. In fact, he says toward the end of our today's gospel reading, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. And what things, you may ask? Well, all of our needs of body and life will be added to us as well. You see, my friends, a Christian in one's Christian life, we are to look to God for all things, and we're to have no other God beside him, nor have any other God come alongside us. And so we pray this prayer for his daily provision in our life because we know he will provide. And we know he will provide because he said that he will provide. Unfortunately, too many of us live a life of worry, live a life of wringing one's hands over the future, over tomorrow. And this is a problem because worry is evidence of another Lord in our life. Jesus says in our gospel reading tonight, he calls this other Lord in our life Mammon. Mammon. And what Mammon says is we need to get more. Mammon says that we will never have enough. And so we need to strive for more. We need to accumulate. We need to accumulate more. And so to combat that, Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. They don't work. They don't toil. They don't gather into barns. They don't worry about accumulating for the future, yet your Heavenly Father takes care of them. Are you not more important than they? You see, it's pointless. Worrying is pointless. Worrying cannot prolong our lives for a moment. Worrying cannot add a single cubit to our span of life, is the way Jesus put it. And so the problem with mammon, which has anything to do with accumulating wealth or anything else for that matter, the problem with mammon is that it replaces God as the one who promises to care for us. The psalmist put it like this: some trust in princes, some trust in princes, some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. See, Jesus himself, God himself, has given us our life. He has given us our body. He has given us our home. He has given us our family. He has given us our jobs. He has given us our health. He has given us everything that we need, including our food and our clothing. So for crying out loud, what do we have to worry about? He has even given us his own son, provided his own son for us that we might live with him forever, and live with him forever, body and soul together. We are more valuable than the birds of the air. We are of more value than the flowers of the field. Therefore, should we not trust God for the food, for the clothing, and for our future? Worry, therefore, is evidence that we do not trust God above all things, and that we have other gods before him. And what's so tragic about this is that this breaks the first commandment. When the Lord says, you shall have no other gods before me. And the Hebrew language actually renders it not just before God, but even gods that we would put alongside God, put on par with God. My friends, we're always going to be challenged in this life. Every single one of us are going to be challenged in this life by the devil, who wants us to trust in other things, who wants us to trust and put our hope in what we have accumulated. But as children of God, we're to trust in God and in God alone. And we're able to trust him because he is our Heavenly Father who art in heaven. And he is the Lord of our life. As we sang in our opening hymn tonight, we are children of the Heavenly Father. And the primary concern of our Heavenly Father is to care for us as any good Heavenly Father would do. This wonderful example that Jesus gave, look at the birds of the air, look at the flowers of the field, look how God cares for them. And what Jesus is saying is, if God is going to take care of the lesser things of this world, the lesser things of this life that are only going to be here for a few days and then they're going to burn up, how much more valuable are you? Is he not going to care for you even more than he cares for the birds, for the flowers? You see, the primary concern of us children of our Heavenly Father is to look to him, is to look to him and to him alone. You see, we are to trust our Heavenly Father who is going to provide for our daily needs. And so we pray, give us this day, give us this day. And why did Jesus use those two words, give us this day? Because he wants us to live one day at a time. one day at a time. The psalmist put it like this: don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself, or tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. So we pray, give us this day so we live one day at a time in absolute dependence upon God and Him alone. Reminds me of a story of a missionary to mainland China, Hudson Taylor. And he tells a story in his in this wonderful little book called Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secrets, and how he was living in absolute poverty when he went to mainland China. He was an Englishman. We all can't be perfect, but he was an Englishman, and he went to mainland China as a missionary, and he had absolutely nothing. He had no support from the homeland, and what he did have was minimal. But he prayed every day that God would supply his needs. And it got to the point where every morning he'd open up his front door of his little hutch where he lived, and there was a basket full of goodies, enough provisions to get him through the day. And so he learned not to worry, because he knew God would care for him. He knew that God would give him exactly what he needed. Our primary concern, dear friends, is not about our goods for this day or the next day or the day after, but our primary concern is to be Christians. And to be Christians, Jesus put it like this, that we are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, with the promise that everything else will be given to us as well. You see, Jesus has secured this for us. Jesus has secured His kingdom for us. He has given us His righteousness. He became our substitute upon the cross, atoning for our sins. And as I've said before, now we don't have to worry about our sin problem, and we don't have to worry about our death problem any longer, because it is all taken care of by us. God takes care of the lesser to show us. He cares for the birds and the flowers to show us that He is going to take care of the greater, which is you. God will take care of you. And He not only does He take care of the lesser, He takes care of the greater, and He takes care of every aspect, every jot and tittle of our life to demonstrate that He will take care of you. So we pray this petition, give us this day our daily bread, knowing that all of our bases have been covered in Christ by God, and nothing will ever be left wanting. And so this is why we pray this powerful petition, because it's a petition that urges us, or that demonstrates to us, I should say, that there's nothing to worry about, because God will take care of you. There's nothing to worry about. As a matter of fact, anything that we do worry about will be harmful to our spiritual lives and could be very deadly for us. Yet we can pray this petition in confidence, in boldness, because Jesus has gone through the heavens and He is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding on our behalf to the very one who cares for the birds and the flowers, to demonstrate that God will take care of you. Dear friends, how lucky are we that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us this much. So pray that petition with confidence, knowing that what you need today will be covered, and we pray it again tomorrow, knowing that what we pray tomorrow will be covered, and every day after that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.